bump every result. Let's bump to 10-12 on CAM FM 97.2.
So I'm going to do you right. It looks like the first bonus are coming around already. And this is men's one. Top of the division is Keys. They're being pursued by Downing, then LMBC, then first and third, then Queens, then Jesus, Pembroke, Peterhouse, Trinity Hall, Girton, Clare, Christ, Magdalen, Robinson, Emmanuel, St. Cat's, Kings, and your sandwich is Stelwyn. Standing here at Grassy, looking up the river towards the cup, we've got Keys, who are being hotly pursued by Downing. Downing have had an excellent period, actually, this year in the Lent, and obviously the women taking the headship. Keys trying to row the tight line, but it's now down to just half a length. Make no mistake, this is the head of the river we're talking about. The biggest position you can get in men's one. Now down to half a length between Downing and Keys, rowing as hard as they can. Downing want this, they can almost taste it, but Keys holding them off at half a length, both taking the perfect racing line. Downing ever so slightly tighter. I wonder whether they can make that down to a quarter of a length. But further back, yes.
And I'm just going to say, just at the start here on First Post Corner, it looks like Clare are being closed down by Christ. Just when they go past the corner, it looks like it could be a bump. So they're going into the gut now. So if I hand over to you, I'm sure you'll be able to tell us whether it's a bump or not. And we've also had a bump just down here. I've just got to say that Magdalen has been bumped by Robinson M1. So Robinson M1 has bumped up on Magdalen just in the reach.
Going around the exit of First Post Corner then, you saw there was
Mike.
Trinity Hall being hotly pursued by Girton, and that indeed is Girton securing that blade. Let's go down to Tom
Mike.
Or Ben.
Mike, I'm here at Ditton Corner, sorry, and Downing are down to within a boat length of Keys. Keys really kind of pulling their fingers out now. It's going to be a really tight race. Keys is going past me there, taking a nice tight line, hugging the corner here as they go around Ditton Corner. Downing taking the even tighter one, and they're closing in.
Mike.
About a boat length now.
Mike.
We'll go back to Mike.
Callum. The Kings are being closed by, it's the sandwich team, so it's Selwyn M1, just as they're going into the gut. So it looks like Selwyn M1 might bump up on Kings M1. So I'll pass over to you now, Mike, to see whether that will happen.
Yeah, you're right. Kings are on for spoons, and Selwyn are very hungry for bumping up into this division. Interestingly, it's looking very, very wide. It's actually, they go around, and Cat's going around and colliding. Crunch.
Mike.
Yes, sorry, Ben.
Sorry, I'm here. First and third M1 are pulling. The Kings are now to win half a boat length of first and third M1. Sorry, that's Queens, not Kings. Queens have been tailing first and third all week. They're now to win half a boat length, a quarter of a boat length as they go round Ditton Corner. They could well catch first and third. Can they hold them off? Jesus coming now past me. And we've got another fight on our hands as Pembroke are being closed in by Peterhouse. And another Peterhouse fans, Peterhouse coaches running in.
Mike.
A boat length now.
Mike.
We'll go back to Mike.
Callum. The Kings are being closed by... it's the sandwich team, so it's Selwyn M1, just as they're going into the gut. So it looks like Selwyn M1 might bump up on Kings M1. So I'll pass over to you now, Mike, to see whether that will happen.
Yeah, you're right. Kings are on for spoons, Selwyn are very hungry for bumping up into this division. Interestingly, it's looking very, very wide. It's actually, they go around, and Cat's going around and colliding. Crunch.
Mike.
Yes, sorry, Ben.
Sorry, I'm here. First and third M1. Are pulling the Kings are now to win half a boat length of first and third M1. Sorry, that's Queens, not Kings. Queens have been tailing first and third all week. They're now to win half a boat length, a quarter of a boat length as they go round Ditton Corner. They could well catch first and third. Can they hold them off? Jesus coming now past me. And we've got another fight on our hands as Pembroke are being closed in by Peterhouse and another Peterhouse fans. Peterhouse coach is running past me now. It's again
Ben.
Half a boat length. Peterhouse are really gaining on Pembroke. An eighth of a boat length. Now, there's definitely going to be a bump. Peterhouse are going to catch Pembroke, but it's going around Ditton Corner, and Tom can confirm that later. Tom.
Yeah, so I'm up on Longreach now, and Longreach has been a difficult
difficult place for all the crews this week. After the technical crews do well on the grassy corner and Ditton corner, then we're coming around Ditton corner into the headwind. It's all about strength, and the Keys crew are now extending that gap to a boat's length. They were getting quite close to the Downing crew behind them, but they've managed to hold them off for a little bit. They are a strong crew, and they are looking about it. They are now on station, in fact, so they're doing quite well. LMBC behind them, they're doing okay. They've got held up first and third, but first and third have got Queens hot on their tail, and that looks almost certain to be a bump in a few moments' time. So first and third really being like put under the pressure by that Queen's crew. Behind them, we've got Jesus. They look okay and further back, but it's all about Keys and Downing at the head of the river. Keys are holding that Downing crew off. But Downing having gained just a little bit on them now as LMBC go past me now. So we're falling into the strong headwind that's been going characteristic of the week, and there is in fact a bump there between first and third and Queens. So first and third, they haven't managed to hold off Queens. Queens get that bump as Jesus now try to go around the outside, and it's Pembroke and Peterhouse who are still racing. There has got to be overlap there. There's got to be overlap, and I'm sure that the bump is going to be. And there it is. There it is. So Peterhouse do get that bump on Pembroke on the long reach. So yes, back to Ben.
Not much to report except that there's not going to be a bump. I doubt there's going to be a bump between Emma and St. Katz. Emma about 10 boat lengths ahead of St. Katz, who are behind them in the starting order. St. Katz have done really, really well to bump their way into this first division, but they're not going to get any higher up at this bump. Again, as I say, about 10 boat lengths behind Emma, so it's going to be row over all round. Yeah.
So just to go further back then, just before we had heard about the tussle on the long reach, we had some excitement between the sandwich boat, Selwyn M1 and King's M1. King's obviously looking in it for spoons. What happened as they came round the exit of first post corner is that St. Katz were being chased by King's, who were being chased by Selwyn at the back. St. Katz took the very, very risky strategy of just rowing straight round the exit of first post corner to try and avoid the bow of the King's boat. They did that successfully, then went crunching into a moored crew. But fortunately for St. Katz, Kings were then snagged on the tail by Selwyn M1. Selwyn M1 therefore presumably bumping up into the men's first division. Kings M1 bumping down, getting their spoons, as predicted.
So, Tom, can you tell us what's going on between Keys and Downing? Because that's the one we're all interested in.
So Keys and Downing then, it was looking close around Ditton corner, but Keys managed to extend that lead, extend the difference between them to about a boat and a half length, having got quite close around Ditton corner. They are heading under the railway bridge now, and they look reasonably safe there. It would take a mistake from the strong Keys crew for Downing to catch them, I think.
So we're ready for some divisional rundowns? Because I can give you those if you like. So
yep, let's
what
do
we've
that.
Got... What we've got so far then, Keys M1 look to have retained the headship with another solid row over. Congratulations, Keys M1, head of the river, Blades. You'll be having a fantastic boat club dinner this evening, I'm sure. Downing M1, a valiant effort, but they remain in second place with another row over. LMBC comfortably row over. First and third M1, it's been a bad week for them. They've been bumped by Queens M1. They're now out of the top four, which means that next Lent, there's no way they're going to go head of the river. Jesus M1 row over. We've got Pembroke M1 being bumped by Peterhouse M1. Trinity Hall M1 being bumped by Girton M1, who get their blades. Clare M1 bumped by Christ M1. Christ M1, therefore, getting blades too. Maudlin M1 were bumped by Robinson M1. Robinson M1 getting blades. Emma M1 miss out on spoons by rowing over. St. Katz M1 miss out on blades by rowing over. And Kings M1 get their spoons by being bumped out of the first division by the sandwich boat Selwyn M1, who've cemented their place in the Premier League of Lent bumps. Back to you in the studio.
Ben, just quickly though.
Yep.
So just the long reach there, we've had Emma and St. Katz going past me. That gap has closed down a little bit, but it's still about two boats' lengths between Emma and St. Katz. So it does look like, as this stage, as they go onto the railway bridge, that Emma will avoid those spoons. St. Katz will not be able to get their blades.
Lent Bumps 2012 on Cam FM 97.2.
Oh, right, I can confirm then that we called those results as they were. So starting from the top then, we were talking through the race about how Downing were closing in on Keys around Grassy Corner, maybe even down to about half a length. But then it came round, but the crews came round Ditton Corner and faced that wall of wind coming down long reach. and the Keys crew just had the strength to power on through, and they have managed indeed to hold on to their headship. They've retained the head of the river title, and they've got their blades in the process. So Downing then, disappointed, they will have to settle for second on the river, and they, as both crews have rowed over in that final race. Behind behind them, Lady Margaret, they rowed over comfortably to take third of the river, and it was Queens who bumped up on first and third to take that fourth spot. First and third then dropping down to fifth. Jesus, they held on to their position in sixth. They rowed over. Then behind them, it was Peterhouse who bumped Pembroke at the beginning of the long reach. Again, Pembroke coming into that wall of wind coming down long reach just didn't have the strength to carry on through it, and Peterhouse got their bump. Behind that, it was Christ's who bumped up on... behind that, it was Girton, in fact, who bumped up on Tate Hall, Girton getting their blades for the week. Then Christ bumped up on Clare, again, blades for Christ. A little further back then, Robinson, they bumped up on Magdalen to get their blades. And then it was Emma who were denied... who denied St. Cat's their blades, and have also avoiding spoons in the process. St. Cat's, they claim that they were impeded around Grassy Corner, but the umpires are having none of it, so row overs for both of Emma and St. Cat's. Then Kings, at the very bottom, they drop down a division in Division 2, having been bumped by Selwyn.
Every race, every bump, every result. Then bumped 10 to 12. CAM FM 97.2.